Investigators in California are learning more about the gunman they say shot and killed 12 people last night at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks outside L.A. Those who were killed include Sergeant Ron Helas, a 29-year veteran of the force. He's being honored as a motorcade carries his body from the scene. We're also hearing the stories of survivors and residents. Lance Orozco is news director at KCLU in Thousand Oaks. And Lance, both resident and reporter today, so describe how this has hit your town.
Well, people are in shock. I think it's one of those universal things. No matter where it happens, people say, well, it can't happen here, it shouldn't happen here. But really in Thousand Oaks, which is a suburb, it's about 40 miles northwest of Los Angeles. The crime rate is very low here. Murders are very uncommon. So to have something on this scale and scope just has left people overwhelmed.
The sheriff there, Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean, has been struggling through tears all day. As we said, one of the dead, his own sergeant. But Sheriff Dean says the shooter first shot a security guard outside the bar. Do we know more about what happened?
Well, we're putting the pieces together. We know that he's a former Marine. We know that he's 28 years old. And we know that basically when he came to this bar, he basically walked up to some of the security guards that were outside and started shooting and went inside and started shooting. It all happened very quickly and without any warning, with any provocation that we know of. And Sheriff Dean had told us earlier this morning, he said, we can't figure out why this particular place was targeted. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of months ago, he actually had been in an altercation at another bar in this area, and he was actually the victim, but it wasn't this bar. It was a different place. So right now, we don't have a clear-cut motive for this attack.
Well, and the alleged shooter has had other contact with police. We're not naming him because we don't want to give infamy to that name that he may have wanted. But police say he was 28, a resident of Newbury Park, a Marine Corps vet, again, contact with law and maybe mental health officials?
Yes. But his contact with the law was for relatively minor offenses. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the mental health issue. I mean, it was something that didn't require, as far as we can tell, like a hospitalization or anything like that. And so there's nothing that really points to some type of a large problem.
Well, this was college country night, Wednesday nights at this bar. Lots of underage young people. You spoke with some of the survivors. Let's listen.
I just heard, 18 to 20 rounds at a time. That's all I heard before I got out.
Our main concern was just take cover, hoping that all of our friends that were in there also could get out safe. It was such a blur. I don't even know what to think of it still.
Well, Lance, just horrifying. And then, of course, we heard of the parents who came to this place and couldn't get answers for the longest time about where their kids were. How's that going?
Hey, it's still difficult because there still is some confusion. It's been long enough now that a lot of that's been sorted out. Of course, the hardest thing is for the people that have kids that aren't going to come home, and that's difficult. We, at this point, don't have the names of those who died as a result of this incident. We may not even have those until tomorrow at the rate things are going. So it's a very difficult situation for the families, and especially because, again, these are, a lot of these were college-age kids. And so they weren't necessarily going home to their parents. Parents didn't know right away that they were involved in something like this.
Yeah. We mentioned the Sheriff Sergeant Ron Helas, one of the first officers to respond, shot after he entered the bar. He later died at the hospital. Tell us more about him.
Well, okay, very popular member of the department. And you got to realize that this is not really a huge department. I mean, it's not a small department, but it's not a big one. Everybody knows everybody here, and especially somebody who's been with the department almost three decades. He was just maybe a year away from retirement, and the sheriff got very emotional talking about this because he said, "Hey, he and I used to, we work out together sometimes, we go to the gym together sometimes," and he was so close to retirement, and ironically, the sheriff, his last day is tomorrow. He's actually retiring tomorrow after more than three decades in law enforcement himself. And this is his last act as sheriff is to be dealing with this.
Yeah, to honor his friend. Look, Sheriff Dean also said that after the shootings at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, he called that rabbi. And so this has to have been on his mind, this possibility, and here it is. Lance Orozco, again, news director at KCLU in Thousand Oaks, California, a city that, as you describe it, a town that seems shattered by a shooting, 12 dead, 13 including the shooter who was found killed by a bullet, probably from his own hand. Lance, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robert.